And there's all the speculation about what was it that was going on last night that Phil could not do a second stream, because typically he's here full days every day he streams. What in the holy hell was going on? And there's been crazy speculation. Some people have been saying, you know, that I was going to jail. Some people were saying that that I had a dinner party, a very fancy schmancy dinner party, and that my guests had arrived early, because if you guys were here yesterday for the stream, I had to end a few minutes early. Normally I would go till 4 p.m. and I was on the final boss of Sonic Spinball. I was right there. I definitely was going to beat him. And then all of a sudden Kat knocked on my office and opened the door, and I said, all right, guys, I got to go. And that was it. All right. So yeah. So people were confused. They were like, what happened? Did Phil have house guests coming over? And you know, they showed up early. Was Phil getting detained with the police? Did the police come to arrest Phil? Did he go to jail overnight? I mean, all these are very possible scenarios, I would say. Very, very realistic and possible scenarios of what could have happened. But now I'm going to reveal to all of you exclusively here on stream what really happened. All right? It wasn't that the guests arrived early. It was that the ghosts arrived early. That's right, so you guys don't know about our private life because I don't really talk about it, but Kat and I had scheduled a nice seance for the month of October where we were going to talk to the ghosts and we were going to have a fun, you know, discussion. We were going to talk about the afterlife and all kinds of stuff. But they showed up an hour early. They were supposed to show up at 5 o'clock and the ghosts showed up at 4. Like, what the hell is this? How are we going to do this? We didn't have our PKE meters charged yet. The traps weren't deployed. I didn't have the containment system ready. Like, it was a nightmare, you know? And boy, let me tell you, I'm completely out of positively charged slime at this point. After, you know, all of this buildup and everything, I wasn't ready. So, basically, I had to end the stream abruptly. And, you know, Kat and I had to run downstairs and had to, you know, we had to basically draw the pentagram more quickly than we had anticipated. We had incense and, you know, the goat sacrifices had to be done as quickly as possible. And, you know, finally, after I'd say about 45 chaotic minutes, we finally got Shuma-Garoth summoned. And then he sucked up all the ghosts and, you know, sucked them into the afterlife, and that was that. But, you know, it's very chaotic when the ghosts show up early. It's one thing if they show up on time and you're ready, but they were here, like, I mean, that was a good hour. We weren't ready. So, so there you go. What can you do? That's what happens, okay? But it's all good. Even though it was unexpected and it didn't go exactly according to plan, we got it all taken care of. I just hope we don't get any more unexpected ghosts. Expected ghosts are one thing. Unexpected, especially during October.
Special delivery.
All right. So continuing on.